One of the 29 nuclear bombs tested in the Nevada desert in 1957 was codenamed Galileo. An interesting choice for such a collision between science and faith. This was the starting point for the poem Test Site. I had already written it and had it published when I read the physicist Richard Feynman's fascinating account from a letter to his father of witnessing the very first nuclear bomb test at Alamogordo in 1945. It is from that account that I drew the poem Test Site 2. The two very much belong together, as you will hear. Test Site. What I may tell you about is the morning they tested Galileo on a 500-foot tower before doomed Joshua trees. The horizon in turmoil, giving no idea of the scale, the brilliance of the flash that fuses sand into glass. A sharp and slightly painful click precedes the thunder. A hollow sphere the size and weight of a bowling ball. A cobra about to strike. Much that has happened cannot be talked about for years. Soldiers hammering on the door, framed in a leaky authority. A condition of perpetual emergency, the fires of Hiroshima were mostly caused by kerosene cookers preparing breakfast, knocked over by the percussion wave. Model railway associations and private societies for propagating mushroom law are enemies of the state and the Bureau for Supervision of Production Aesthetics. Test Site 2. We knew where to look because of the searchlights in the great band of desert. I can barely see the torch through the dark welding glasses as we waited for the fried chicken and lemonade and chocolate. Some crazy optimist in suntan oil, like Galileo donning opinion without evidence for his audience with the Pope. I behind the windscreen, weapons carrier, the silver flash of white, patch of purple, still going strong when I close my eyes, like Galileo's negative gravity under the torch power of persuasion. And I turned back to look on the land of white, sky irradiated with yellow light, darkening to orange gradually reveals the white of new cloud. Fireball begins to rise, fade and flicker, stir the fire swirling, churning, 3 miles wide, the stem, the strain of the smoke. Swirling smoke glows in purple, majestic rise from the smoke and dust, and loud crack, sharp end, roaring thunder following soundtrack 1:40 late. Galileo counting off the time, under report of the tower, the log falling. It is a beautiful sight from the air, glass glaze, green sand melted, a mile-wide lens cratered in the centre in the desert of brown.